Why didn't she tolerate that?
This is a psychiatric evaluation. Patient's name is Marguerite, Marguerite, last name is Rose, Rose. Date of birth is 7/16/1951, referred by Dr. Escher. Date is 1/22/2013, examiner H. Singh, MD, chief complaint psychiatric evaluation requested for management of depression. For management of depression, medication review, patient's poor motivation.
You know, we're going to have to watch her for constipation. We may have to get her on the phone.
And medication-seeking behaviors. History present illness. I reviewed patient's chart. This is a new referral to me. Patient has been a resident of this facility since 12/6/2012. She has been evaluated by a PA from our service. Patient was admitted here on Abilify, Prozac, Trazodone, Xanax, and Perphenazine. Her Abilify dose was decreased to 5 mg QD by PA on 1/18.
Oh, I don't know. I'm working on them next.
And perphenazine was reduced by attending a physician from 8 milligrams to 4 milligrams QHS.
Was there footrest on her wheelchair?
No. Patient's chart indicates...
Because that's her own wheelchair.
Patient's history of being on numerous... narcotic analgesic medications and going to different physicians during my evaluation. Patient continued to complain of weakness and pain in the knees and shoulder. But claims that she has been going to therapy. Patient reports that her mood is stable on current medications. Her patient denied suicidal ideation. She denied any paranoia, delusions, hallucinations. Medical history. Patient's chart indicates history of gastric ulcer, asthma, arthritis, chronic back pain, hypothyroidism, adrenal insufficiency, chronic UTI, urinary incontinence, history of spinal stenosis, lumbar radiculopathy, and CADA, CAUDA, equina syndrome, past psychiatric history, psychiatric history. Patient reports onset of her psychiatric problems 10 years ago when she was going through a divorce. Patient was admitted to St. Joseph Oakland Hospital years ago. She reports that she was going to community network services for outpatient psychiatric treatment and was seeing Dr. McAllister, M-C-A-L-L-I-S-T-E-R, and also saw Dr. Z for medication reviews. Drug, alcohol history. Patient reports that he quit drinking years ago and has been going to AA for 10 years or so. Family social history. Patient is divorced. He has two sons and a daughter. Reports that her daughter does not believe in her, quote, depression, unquote. She reports her youngest son is struggling, but the middle son is doing very well and is married to a meteorologist from Channel 2. Patient worked as an LPN and retired in 2005. Current medications, Abilify 5 mg QD, Trilofan 4 mg QHS. Xanax. Point 25 milligram HS fluoxetine, 20 milligram QD, trazodone 300 milligram HS, levothyroxine, narco, heparin. Next paragraph, mental status examination, physical appearance, appropriate, motor movements, uses a wheelchair to ambulate, demeanor, cooperative, level of consciousness, alert, orientation, time, three, speech, clear, thought processes, intact mood, mildly dysphoric, thought content, preoccupied with multiple physical limitations, suicidal, homicidal ideation, denied, psychosis, delusions, none, hallucination, none, insight, marginal memory, cognition, no impairment, access one, major depressive disorder, recurrent, 296.33. Number two, anxiety disorder, known as 300.0. Number three, possible history of opioid abuse, past history of alcohol abuse, access to rule out personality disorder, NOS. Axis 3, history of spinal stenosis, lumbar radiculopathy, cardiac coina syndrome, history of gastric ulcer, hypothyroidism, chronic back pain, urinary incontinence, adrenal insufficiency, asthma, chronic UTI, axis 4, moderately severe stressors, axis 5, GAF is 40, to discuss other recommendations. Discuss with patient pharmacological and non-pharmacological treatments of depression. I would recommend further discontinuation of Trilofan in an attempt to use the lowest effective dose of psychotropic medications. Overall, her mood appears to be stable. Patient would benefit from psychotherapy with seniors wellness group psychologist, and would benefit from ongoing psychotherapy and substance abuse counseling upon medical stabilization and discharge. Ongoing follow-up with the attending physician for management of patients' medical problems. Notify our service for any significant and persistent changes in mood. Clinical consultant, H. Singh, MD. Date is 1/22/2013.